that the best you can do, really? Come on, come on. Woo! Come on. Now one more time. Here we go. That's what I'm talking about. We'll shake up Inglewood going around saying that. One more time. Here we go. Try that this week. You will be surprised. So many people say so many things that why wouldn't you fits right after it. They'll say something, you know, well, why wouldn't you? Well, I think I'm going to get him hamburger. Well, why wouldn't you? Think I brushed my teeth. Well, why wouldn't you? Your breath stinks. You see what I'm saying? It just fits everywhere. That would be cool. Just do it all over the place. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. Do it to the lady at the cash register. Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying? At the Taco Bell, well, why wouldn't you? Well, here's your order, sir. Well, why wouldn't you? Here's your change. Well, why wouldn't you give me my change back? Anyway, I'm sorry. Keep going. Why wouldn't you? Here we go. Let's go with the message. Raj, we got to roll, brother. Come on. Why wouldn't you roll? Here we go. Here's the message today. Going to be in the book of Proverbs. We're going to turn serious now. Here we go. Why wouldn't you put God first? Why wouldn't you? That'd make a bit of sense to me. Why you wouldn't do that. And I want to talk to you about today. Why wouldn't you? Before we do any other why wouldn't you's, like next week I'm going to talk about trusting God, which is not an easy thing to do. But why wouldn't you? Amen? We're going to talk about next week today, before we ever can get to that message. Why wouldn't you put God first? Why wouldn't you put God first? As I grew up, no one challenged me to do that. I never heard somebody challenge me to do that. As a kid growing up in a hell-raising home, I never heard it. Gary, why wouldn't you put God first in your life? It's just crazy the change it can make in your life. Let's talk about it. Let's look. Let's be focused today. Here we go. Why wouldn't you put God first? I want you to see some things. It's just me writing in my office. And by the way, how did this message come about? I'm reading the book of Proverbs, and I read it through in my office. I sat there and just read the whole thing through. And I focused on one subject. One thing kept coming out to me. And that's how I'm going to share it with you today. And you could do the same exact thing. You don't have to be a preacher to do this. Here we go. And then I thought this. Why wouldn't you put God first? God is holy. I mean, that's absolutely perfect. God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He is omniscient. Fancy word, it means He knows everything. He's omnipresent. It means He's ever-present everywhere. Why wouldn't I put Him first? He's immutable. That means He's consistent. He never changes. He's eternal, free from time. He is infinite, free from limitations. He's self-existence. He's free from dependency on anyone. He is self-sufficient. He is free from needs. He's not needy. Okay? Why wouldn't you put God first? Say, if He's all that and He is all that and more, if He's all that and more, why wouldn't you put Him first in your life instead of you? Are you smoking something? Say, you ain't none of that. I couldn't put your name up on that screen and put those things under you, could I? Yes or no? Absolutely not. But I'm going to be in charge of my life. Yeah, because you're an idiot. Excuse me. All right? I mean, let's just talk it out, right? Is that the truth? Yes, it's the truth. Come on, here we go. Why wouldn't you put God first? God's never been wrong. Huh. Cass, have you said? But you're going to run your life. And you're in charge and you know better. I got to hush. Here we go. God created everything that is, even your sorry tail. And my sorry tail. Can you believe that? Why wouldn't I put Him first? God gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, so that you could be saved. Why wouldn't you put Him first? And then He wrote it down in a book called the Bible, so you could read it and see it for yourself with your own eyeballs. Why wouldn't you put God first? Are you hearing me now? Why wouldn't you? So as I'm reading the book of Proverbs, There's a phrase that keeps appearing, and it's connected often to wisdom and understanding and knowledge. And it's this phrase right here, the fear of the Lord. Would you say that with me? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's the foundation of knowledge. It's the starting place of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom. Fools will see God's holy, omnipotent, omniscient. He's immutable. He's eternal. He's all this. He's never been wrong. He created everything. And a fool will go, "Nah, I don't need God. I'm doing pretty good in my life." It's because you're a fool. You understand? Say, quote me. Put my name on it. So you are. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So I followed that phrase as I was reading the book through. What does it mean to put God first? What does it mean to put God first? I think a lot of times we don't put God first. A lot of times we don't even know how to do it. So I want to talk to you today about how to do it instead of just fussing at you. It means to fear the Lord. Putting God first means, say it with me, to what? Fear the Lord. Say it again. It means to what? Fear the Lord. Putting God first means to help me fear the Lord. And let's just talk about it because that's sort of spooky. I don't understand what that is. Okay? It means to revere the Lord, to reverence the Lord. Okay, I'm still lost, Pastor. I know. I'm working with you. It means to respect the Lord. To respect His Word, to respect His commands, to respect what He says. Okay, I'm still lost. You here? Let's go. It means giving God first place. Giving Him first place. What He says is going to have priority. What He says is you're going to give that priority. Well, you know, I'm this way, but then I'm this way. Or I'm that. It means giving God His rightful position in your life. And you know what His rightful position is? Somebody take a wild guess. First place. Say it again with me. It's what? First place. See? So when I fear the Lord, it just goes back to common sense, basically. If He's all that on the screen, and He is and more, then He needs to be that in my life. It ain't just for the screen. It's for my heart. It's for my head. It's for my life. You understand? Why should I put God first? Let's say it out loud. Well, why wouldn't you? If I didn't do anything else, I could just pack up and roll the trailers out of here right now and we'd be gone. You have enough already, enough info that I've given you. You ought to go out here right now and just go, well, he's right. But, of course, I can't let you out early, so here we go. Why wouldn't you put God first? It's the beginning of knowledge. It's the foundation of knowledge and understanding. When you put God first, you will be wise and not a fool. You actually have, you're going to be doing that. You're going to start to have something you can put your feet on, man, and start to get some ground under you. And your life can just totally change the way you look at life and the way you make decisions. It's incredible. Why wouldn't you do that? Let's keep looking. So how do I do it? How do I put God first? So what I did, I just read that book of Proverbs through. I encourage you to do that. One great way to do it is you have regular Bible reading. That's great. But just read a chapter of Proverbs every day. There's 31 chapters. You always know what day of the month it is. You know what I'm saying? Just read one every day. It's about wisdom. It's about being wise. It's in plain English. It says the wise man does this, the fool does this. You see what I'm saying? It's great for wisdom. It talks about all kinds of things and tough issues in life that you face and that I face. It's really, really something else. I encourage you to do it. And it reads very easy. Okay? So that's what I did. So I read it through, and I was looking at the fear of God. When I saw the fear of God, because that's putting Him first. So if I'm going to put God first, how do I do it? Number one, would you say that with me? It takes what? It takes effort. Well, I'll put God first. Well, if you don't have any effort, it ain't happening.
It takes effort. The next time I came across the fear of God was in Proverbs chapter 2. It was in 1:7, but now it's also in 2:5. And I read verses 1 through 4, which have to do with 5. So how do I put God first? It takes effort. Verse 1 says, "My son, if you'll receive my words and hide my commandments with you." So number 1, listen to and treasure God's word. If you want to put God first, listen to his word and treasure it. You can't just go, "Well, you know, whatever." You know, you listen to, "Yeah, I like that, but I don't like that. I don't know if I believe that." I'm going to tell you right now, God's not first, and you're a fool for doing that. And you'll see, or others are going to see. Verse 2, it takes effort, man. Verse 2 says, "So that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding." Number 2, it takes effort. Tune in and concentrate on God's word. When I read it, I'm not just like checking it off. I'm not, that just bores me to tears. No. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to concentrate on it. If I'm going to put him first in my life. Because I want to hear what he has to say. Why? Because he's all that. Remember where we started? If he's all that, then I want to listen to him. Tune in. Bend your ear. It means lean his way. Instead of leaning towards you, lean towards him. Got it? Not your own understanding. Verse 3. "Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift your voice up for understanding." Pray for insight and understanding. Pray for it. As I read God, pray for it. "God, help me understand what you just said. Help me to be wise. Help me to make the right decisions. Help me with the area of my life that I just read about, money or my behavior," or whatever, as you come across it in his word. Pray for it. Pray for insight and understanding. Number 4, it takes effort, man. I thought I could wave a wand. No, it ain't happening that way. "If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure." Number 4, seek and search for hidden treasures. As you look at God's word, seek. And you're not trying to one-up somebody so you can be more spiritual than them. You're just trying to put him first. You understand? You want to know and you want to think the way he thinks. Why?
He's pretty smart.
Amen. Say, "I want to find out those hidden treasures and those truths." Are you kidding me? That's awesome. That's what I want to do. Verse 5, well, then what does that all mean? It means this: "Then you shall have understanding." Then you shall understand what the fear of the Lord is. If you do those 4 things, you're going to start to understand what it is to put God first in your life. Does that make sense? But it's going to take you getting off the sidelines. It's going to take you taking that foot and putting it forward and making an effort. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to start reading God's word. And you're not doing it to impress anybody. You're not doing it so you can tell me. Don't even tell me. I don't care. Do it because you just want to put him first. Amen? Say, y'all alive or not? Okay, here we go. Listen. Concentrate. Pray, seek, and then you will understand what the fear of the Lord is. Okay? So number 1, it takes what? Effort. Why wouldn't you put in the effort? Why wouldn't you put in the effort to make God first in your life? If those rewards are going to be yours, and you're going to have a great life, and you're going to be wise and not a fool, why would you want to keep being a fool all your life? Some of you haven't read the Bible. You don't know the Bible. You come to church, act like you know the Bible. Listen to me. How old are you going to be until you finally say, "I'm tired of being a fool"? Amen? I'm telling you what, if you just put that effort, you'll see great things happen in your life. Okay? Number 2, why wouldn't you put God first? Don't understand it at all. How do I put God first? Number 1, it takes effort. Number 2, it takes what? Say it with me. Oh, that's why we don't do it. Right? It takes humility. As I'm reading through the book of Proverbs, here's what I came across in chapter 3. I found me another fear of the Lord. Be not wise in who? Your eyes. Fear the Lord. And depart from evil. It's going to take humility for you to put God first in your life. Okay? Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Would you say that? Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Come on, you got to tell yourself that. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. One more time. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Amen. Plain English, here it is. Don't be impressed with you. If you're impressed with you, if you put you first instead of God first, did you know every kooky religion, somebody put themselves first? Excuse me. Islam, what was his name? Somebody take a wild guess. Put himself first. I'll do it my way. Buddha. Tom Cruise. I mean, just because you're cute and everything doesn't mean you can start a religion, okay? I know you didn't start it, but whatever. Are you listening or not? Put God first! And shut up! Are you listening or not? He deserves that! You hearing me today? Okay? That's tough talk. That's what we need. Okay? Listen. But we're not just talking about that in Hinduism. But wait a minute. That picture right there is purgatory. Wonder who came up with that. Is that in the Bible? Did God say that was there? Yes or no? No, somebody else said that was there. That's somebody putting themselves what? Guys, I'm talking to you today. Plain, straight up English here. Listen. How about this? Now let's get back to where we live. I don't want to just pick on other people. Let's get back to where we live. Look, I go to church. And somehow we think that's putting God first. And we brag about it. Is that putting God first, putting ourselves first? Sure it is. Or how about this? I give so much to the church. Are you listening? Are you listening? Is that putting God first or us first? Amen. Everything I have is His anyway, right? When He's first. When He's first, everything I have is His. Is that correct? Absolutely. How about this one? Well, I go to Sunday school. I've actually had people come up to me and tell me how many times they've gone to church and everything. I've even had people come up and show me all their pins. Literally, it's happened. Their little buttons they got. I'm like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Listen. All right? Don't be impressed with who? You. Let's do it. Don't be impressed with who? One more time. Don't be impressed with who? You. One more time. Don't be impressed with who? Good. Put Him first. Amen. Don't be impressed with you. That's number two. So that takes humility, doesn't it? Guys, that's tough, ain't it, girl? That's rough right there. I struggle with this one. It's tough. Okay? When your idea and your thinking doesn't line up with what God says, then who should win? God. Always. Period. Amen. That's putting God first. Fear the Lord. That's what that means. Number three. Are y'all all right? Did I scare you or something? Say, was I ugly? I was truthful? Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I might say something sometime, come out ugly, but I think you get the gist, right? All right? I hate to bust your Tom Cruise bubble or something. I'm worried about you. You're really not going to like this next point. It takes effort. It takes humility. Don't be impressed by who? You. That's right, me. That's good right there. And then number three, it takes hate. Say that with me. It takes what? Hate. Go ahead. Go ahead. Scream it with me. It takes what? Hate. That's good, son. It takes hate if you're going to put God first. Now, don't lose me. I'm just reading my Bible. That's all I'm doing. The fear of the Lord, there it is again, is to what? Hate what? Pride, arrogance, see the evil way, the froward mouth. Do I hate. So if you're going to put God first, it's going to take some hate. As long as you're comfortable with evil in your life, and it's okay, you're not putting God first. Are y'all hearing me or not? You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying you're going to go home and like, oh boy, God's first, I'm perfect. That's not happening. It's going to take effort, it's going to take humility, and it's going to take some hate. And we're not talking about hating others. We're talking about hating some of the crap in your own life. Hating it. And not being like, you know, I'm pretty good. Let's talk about that, I'm pretty good. What's the Bible say? There's none that doeth what? Good, no, not what? All our righteousnesses has filthy what? So you're not that good. Amen. That's just you being impressed with you. But getting to the place, putting God first, making this effort, being humble, it's going to take you digging deep and making some serious effort to see things in your own life. Hating evil. Go ahead. Hating pride. Hating arrogance. It's a little bit different than pride. Comes from the same fellow. Hating corruption. Things inside of you that are corrupt. Ways that you do things. Ways that you do business. Ways that you think. If you're going to put God first. Now I know why people don't do it. But why wouldn't you? If he's all that I started with, and he is, and more, it's worth the effort. You understand? And it talks about perverse speech, and this is my word, stubbornness. Hate stubbornness. So many times, we don't put God first because we're stubborn. We're stubborn. We're stubborn. Say that with me. We're stubborn. We're stubborn. We're stubborn. I'm stubborn. How many knows that? Yeah. Double hands. Absolutely. I am. And I struggle. Right? I got to hate that. I got to know that's not God. God wants to be first in my life. But I'm too stubborn at times to let him be that. You understand? So it takes effort. It takes humility. It takes hate. All right? Why wouldn't you put God first? Why wouldn't you? Now I got to keep moving. What will putting God first do for me? See, instead of me just telling you what to do, you got to do it. What's it going to do for you, man? What's it going to do for you? When you put God first, as I kept reading through the book of Proverbs, I came across this passage of Scripture. It tells me I'm going to have understanding. I will have understanding. Listen, the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. He's going to give me understanding. He's going to help me with my mind, the way I think, the way I make decisions, the way I see things. Isn't that great? Yes or no? That's a benefit of putting Him first. I'm going to understand. I'm going to have good judgment. I'm going to begin making right decisions. How many have made horrible decisions in your life before? I mean, oh my gosh, worst decision ever! Wouldn't it be great? How long are you going to be dumb? Really, think about it. I'm just dumb. How long are you going to keep being that way? You can make good decisions. You can have good judgment. Is that worth it? That's one of the benefits. How about this one? Why wouldn't you want to make right decisions, by the way? Why wouldn't you want to make right decisions? No, I just want to be dumb. I always screw up my whole life. Why? Number two, I will have a longer life. You mean putting God first means I'm going to live longer? The fear of the Lord, there it is, prolongs what? But the years of the wicked shall be what? And listen, just say it with me. I'm going to live longer. I'm going to live longer. I'm going to live longer. Say that with me. I'm going to live longer. I'm going to live longer. And I know there's that person with the argument. Yeah, but I had a friend. She was a good Christian. She died when she was 23. Okay, and I know that happens. There's evil in our world. There's sickness in our world. There's accidents. But would you just hush for a second? Listen to me. Listen to me. You're going to live longer if you put God first in your life. If you start making decisions based on His Word, you're going to live longer. Are y'all hearing me or not? I don't know about that going to church stuff. What's that all about? We ought to get a billboard and say, you'll live longer. If you go there and you do it for the right reason, you put God first in your life, you will live longer and you won't have to go to some tent meeting and have some guy lay hands on you, to be honest with you. You're going to live longer because you're making good decisions and you're doing the right thing. Are you hearing me or not? Certain things we pray for because we're making bad decisions and our health is going down the toilet. Yes or no? Absolutely. You're going to live longer. Beautiful. Why wouldn't you want to live longer? I don't understand that. Can you imagine being in my office this week? I was just having a time. How about this? Number three, what will it do for me? I will be sharp and escape the traps of the devil. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of what? Death. Bad boy, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, are y'all hearing me? How many got in some major trouble because you put you first and you were just a nut? Can I see your hand? There we go. Case closed. Amen, yes or no? If I put God first, He's going to help me be sharp and escape those traps that are out there and those things that are bad. Is that true? Of course it is. I'm going to escape. Why wouldn't you want to escape the traps of the devil? I'll never understand that. Never want to. Number four, I'll be blessed. I'll have a blessed life and a satisfied life. And I'll be safe. The last fear of the Lord is Proverbs 19:23. 31 chapters, the last one's this one. The fear of the Lord tends to what? Life. And he that hath it shall abide what? And he shall not be visited with what? Evil. That's what that means. Blessed, satisfied, safe. Why wouldn't you want that? I don't understand. Why wouldn't you want to be blessed and satisfied and safe? Do you always want to live your life in fear and worry about if somebody's going to come key in the middle of the night? So often we make decisions that put ourselves in horrible situations. Is that true or false? It's true, man. And then we blame Jesus. Oh, Jesus wasn't looking out for me. But Jesus won't bear. He ain't hanging, doing, thinking the way you're thinking. He went ahead and let you be in charge. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Are we done, Raj? But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Can we learn that verse together? Say it with me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's try it again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So who's it on today? It's on us, isn't it? Amen? So why wouldn't you put God first? Sounds like a winning thing to me. Amen? Putting God first. Why wouldn't you? Amen? Let's stand together. Come on. Praise God. Wow, I thought there was a lot more message. I was all geared up for another 20 minutes.